I feel today this the poet that wrote that song understood that we are not set here for eternity to live in these bodies, and we're just here as pilgrims and strangers on this earth. Swift passengers. The writer that wrote and said, Brother Lonnie, that man's life is like the bubble upon the water. It appears for a little while and it vanishes away. It's like a vapor that appears for a little while and is gone. And Job of old said, man was born of a woman, is but a few days and full of troubles. Come forth like the flower and is cut down, and he flees like the shadow and continues not. Every man is going to go up to war with death, and there is no discharge in that army. For as the one dieth, so do the all. For man, even man, have not preeminent over a beast. For as the one dies, so do the all. But he said, who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward? God is the final judge, people, of where your soul is going to go. You know, the writer said in the book of Ecclesiastes, he said, remember the Lord in the days of thy youth, while the evil days draw not nigh, or the years will come when thou shalt say in them, I have no pleasure in those. When the mourners go about the street, and those that are sitting around are crying and weeping and mourning. Yesterday, brethren, he said, wherever the silver cord is loose, or the golden bowl was broken at the fountain. Oh, yesterday, friend, he said, for then shall the soul go to its long home, and the dust shall return unto dust from which it comes. I declare you, there you have a destiny. And it's your choice, as these brethren has preached here today. I don't know where God will lead my mind. But I know I love him this morning. And I'm waiting for his call to call my name. I'm like Job of old, just hide me in a way in the grave, O God, and appoint me a set time and remember me. Call my name and I'll answer in that day when God's going to call an end to it all. Yes, some's looking for 1,000 years to repent. I'm saying the day's the day of salvation. If you will hear his voice, to harden not your hearts. They hardened their hearts in the days of provocation and saw God's wrath 10 times. I want you to know, friend, that the wrath of God is going to be poured out in that day without mixture, and who's going to be able to stand the day of his coming. Brethren, today his brethren has preached to you, you must be born again. I declare the day by the word of God, brethren, today that except ye be born again, that ye shall be left behind, and where Jesus said, I am, you cannot come. I am the door into the sheepfold, and if any man will enter in at the door, he shall be saved, and go in and out and find pasture, and I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me, and I will be his everlasting abider. I will be his rock in the weary land. I will be his shelter when the storms come. I thought the other night, Brother Terry, I was talking about my little sister. I went down there, brethren, and she was shaking pretty bad. I looked pretty grim and dour, but God, brethren, as I come in, I didn't make no slow movements. I went straight to her and bowed down, 'cause I know in whom I know in whom I trust, brethren. I know who's got the help today. In me there is no strength in me. I'm just a mortal man. But I've got a Father in heaven who holds our lives in His hands. And I lay my hands upon her and begin to pray. I begin to pray not for judgment, but I begin to pray for mercy. God, remember thy servant, Lord. I know thou hearest me always, Lord. For when I pray, I believe God hears, brethren. I've reset my eyes are over the righteous, and mine ears are open unto their cries. Brethren, today, and mercy was granted, brethren. Now today, what she does with her life now is up to her. And I told her, Brother Lon, listen today, Sissy. God's granted you another day and blessed you. She said, I know the Lord heard. She understands where her help come from, Brenda, the other night. God, that all mankind could see where your help comes from. For He's a rock in the weary land. And He said, and the writers of old prophesied of Him and said, a man shall be as a hiding place and as a covert from the storms. Brethren, and this man is none other than Jesus Christ, the lovely being from on high, the rock that was sin. That was shoot out of the mountain and then filled the whole earth and come rolling down through time, brethren. Brethren, He was the one that was seen upon the wings of the wind, my brethren, and His train followed Him. That's the only train that I got any confidence in, Brother Terry, is the lovely beam from on high, the bride, the Lamb's wife, brethren. He said, I go before them and they do follow me, brethren. And the voice, voice of strangers, they will not follow. Why won't they follow them? For they don't know the voice of the stranger. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. God, yesterday I was watching Stanley this morning and he had a little picture that Cap, I don't know where you have you seen this or not. For 53 years, he'd had this little picture that a man had given him, and he went back off time to look at the little picture, and they put it upon the wall. And I couldn't keep from thinking, God, that's your hand on my shoulder. Brethren, he had his hand on his shoulder in the midst of a storm. He was a guy in a boat, and the Lord's hand was out front, pointing the way. Brethren, I declare the day we're on the storms of life and we're sailing onward, brethren. Listen, brethren, and our pilot knows which way to steer this morning. He is our captain, brethren. He's the captain of our salvation. And he said, with joy shall we draw out of the well of salvation, for salvation is of the Lord, brethren. Brethren, in the grace of God that bring us salvation hath appeared unto all men, the teaching us the denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously right here in this present world, brethren. Every looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, brethren. So let us contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. What kind of faith is this, brethren? This is saving faith, that you believe upon Him whom I have sent into the world, brethren. Let us believe upon Him, for out of His belly flows rivers of living water, brethren. If you will take heed unto that life, right time. It'll fly, it'll flow out of your belly, brethren, and it'll be a river of life, a life shedding forth into everlasting life. And there we can drink from the fountain, as my old mother used to sing, Brother Terry. I never forgot that singing. I never forgot that light that she left behind. I can see myself as a little boy sitting in on the couch, and I can see her today. I'm drinking from a fountain, and that'll never run dry. I'm going to a city, she'd sing, where the lights are hanging high. I'm going where no troubles can ever come. I'm going to be with my Savior, brethren. And I believe the day with all the within me, she's at rest today under the altar of God, Brother John, the day. One by one, their seats were empty, and one by one they went away, and I'm still left behind, but I'm pressing on, brethren. I'm just waiting for my turn to come. I thought, brethren, I'd have traded places with my sissy the other night if it had been one I had to win. God take me. Because it'd just be a sweet exchange for this old boy here. I'll be satisfied when I wake in my father, in my father's arm. He's going to gather his he's going to take us over there, and he is going to be our God and Father. Brethren, and I'm not going to need the sun to shine in glory land. I'm not going to need the moon to shine, for God and the Lamb is the light of that city, and they're shining bright, and I can see them shining in my brothers and sisters' lives. That light is not went away, brethren. That city that he said was set on a hill, brethren. I can see her shining down through your lives, brethren. Let your light shine, children. Then men can see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. There's good works, Sister Louise. There's more than just going out and saying, I'm a Christian today. Show ye and the writer wrote it like this, Brother King. Show me your faith without works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. That's the faith, brother, that was once delivered unto the saints. And that's the faith we need to keep today and press on, brother.
Yes.
It is saving faith. Some say, well, now the world don't know nothing about this. Now, brethren, I'm going to denounce that doctrine here today. This is what Brother Junior believes about it. There's a light from God. It's going to shine to your heart, friend. And if you'll take heed unto that light, he's going to give you a tool, brethren, called faith, brethren, and by faith. You can be saved by grace through faith. Without faith, brethren, you're not going to get no grace today. So, brethren, saving faith is putting to action what you believe, brethren. So today, brethren, some say, except you believe, Jesus said, except you believe that I am him, you'll die in your sins, and that where I am, you cannot come. So there's a way to believe, brethren. As the Scripture has said, he that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, friend. And Jesus said, no man can come unto me except my Father that sent me draw him. No man can come
unto my Father, except through and by me, for I am the door, and by me if any man come in, brethren, he shall be saved. There's positive terms on that, brethren, today. Ye must be born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides and forever, brethren. This word that was made flesh in the very beginning, he said, was the word, Brother Terry, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Brethren, God Jesus prayed in the garden, Father, glorify thou me with the glory I had with you before the world was. He left the singing of angels and to come down here, brethren, the down and old rugged cross for you and I. He remembered heaven, brethren. He remembered the singing of the angels. It was like the children of Israel when they was brung up out of bondage, brethren, and they got in trouble, didn't they? And they brung them up into Babylon. They mocked them. Sang us one of the Lord's songs. How can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land, brethren? We must be tuned up from on high. I told my wife coming up the road this morning, I had Brother Roger Hicks's tape in there, and they was a singing and lining some old song, and what a ring was a coming out of there. I said, that's the singing I love, brethren. There's a distinction in the sound, brethren. The world can't make that sound. They can scream loud and holler, but they can't make the sound of the turtle dove. Brethren, the old mockingbird can mock every dove, every kind of bird seen there is, brethren, but he can't make the cooing sound of the dove. And my daddy used to tell me, he'd say, son, listen now to that little dove. Do you know what it's a saying? Do you know what it's a saying? And I begin to listen, Brother Keith, and it seemed to say what he said. It said, no, he's dove, dove. No, he's dove, dove. And wonder why I said that. And that was the dove that was sent out of the window to come back with the olive leaf in its mouth, brethren. I declare today the dove has been in the body shape of the spirit, like the dove, brethren. And the spirit abode upon his shoulder that day, brethren, today. And he's bear witness today, and he's still bearing witness, brethren. And the spirit is still sitting upon the shoulders of mankind. How do you know that, brother? I'm going to come to a close, brother. I'm not going to worry you. When Moses was upon the mountain and he saw the bush burning, and he said the bush was on fire, but it wasn't consumed.
That's amazement, brother.
What do you think about that, brother? Well, I'll tell you what I think about it. When Jesus opened the eyes of the blind man and anointed his eyes, when he looked up the first time, what did he say? He said, I see men as trees. I'm going to tell you something, brethren. This man is reckoned as trees.
Absolutely.
And when the Spirit of God gets on him, you can see that fire, brethren, a burning in his life. And you can hear the voice of the turtle as the coo begins to sound. It's not the voice of man, it's the voice of God, brother. And when God speaks, everybody listens. Even the devil pays attention when God speaks, brother. Don't you never doubt that. Because he told the wild Gadarene there, he said, why have you come to torment us before time? They knew him. He said, we know who thou art, thou Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God. We know who thou art. They knew him, brother. And they knew that he had power over them. And he cast them out into a herd of swine, brethren. And they run violently down a steep place and perished into the sea. And I thank God when God's cast my sins out, he cast them into the depths of the sea to never be remembered against you again. And here's another scripture, Brother Lonnie. I thought of this.
when he said he cast your sins as far as the east is unto the west. Well, you start going around east, you'll never quit. You start going around west, you'll never quit. There's no end to it, people.
Amen.
Just keep going around. It's west, west, everywhere you go, it's west. So is the east. It's always east. And God, when he cast your sins away from you, you can't catch them. You can't find them. They're hid and you can't find them because God has covered them in the blood of Jesus Christ, and there's not enough devils in hell to dig one of them up. He couldn't find Moses, could he? God hid Moses and buried Moses, and the devil himself tried to find him. He couldn't find him, brother. They railed against him, even with Micah, the archangel. They railed against him, and God said, and the angel said unto the devil, "The Lord rebuke thee." I'm going to tell you, brethren, Brother Junior ain't got the power in himself. But in the name of Jesus Christ, we can rebuke the devil, and the devil has to flee, brother. But I tell you what, you better make sure it's in the name of Jesus Christ, and you better make sure that it's not of yourself. Because you'll be like them that down in the book of Acts that come in to cast the devils out, and they said, the devil said, "Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but who are you?" And he leaped up, then the devils leaped upon them and stripped them naked and run them out of the house. Now that's what man can do. But our God, brethren, is a consuming fire. And there's no man can, or nothing. I'm going to say nothing. That includes the devil and all his gods and all his devils and angels cannot stand before this almighty God whom we serve. If we'll just keep our eyes focused on him, brethren, there's nothing too great for our God. He told them when he was on earth, Brother Terry. He told them, and I declare, brother, now a lot of people says it's this and says it's that. I believe Jesus said when he said, "You could say unto that mountain, if you had faith to believe, you say, remove in yonder place, and it shall be done." Well, I'm going to tell you, I know we have a lot of mountains in our life, but I think he was talking about that mountain over in Jerusalem. If you had faith, brother, you could say unto that literal mountain, "Be you removed," and you think God couldn't do it? Now it's not feasible, but God can do it, people. He just speaks and it's done. When he come into this earth, people's looking for him to stand on the mountain of Olives. I'm going to tell you, he's already stood on the Mount of Olives. And the mountain is already split. He said he'd make the rough places smooth. He'd bring down every mountain. He'd fill every valley, brethren. He's talking about this grace covenant. He's talking about the new heaven that we're living in today, brethren. We're already living in it. He's already created a city of righteousness, brethren, and we're dwelling in it today. I'm not looking for one to come. I believe it's already here in the hearts of his people. Have you been born again? Then you know something about it. If you've not been born again, you're probably looking for one to be set up somewhere. But I declare, people, the kingdom of God is within you. And whosoever is born again is part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. One body. He's only got one body. We've only got one king. And that king's name is the Lord Jesus Christ, brother. And he said he'd make unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign with him upon the earth. Ain't that something, brother? We shall reign with him. We're living and reigning with Christ today. Do you know that? If so be that you've been born again. If you've not been born again, you're just dying. And if you don't repent, you'll never die. You'll die and die and never die. Because you're going to the smoke of your torment. It's going to send up forever and forever. Sing my song, Brother John.